Taylor Watch.
I forgot to say Taylor Watch. I lost my mind for a second. Start again.
Okay.
And don't even cut this.
Yeah, no, I won't.
That's embarrassing for me. Ready?
Ready?
Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode. Thank you. Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, where we are watching what Taylor Swift is up to at all times, every day, every moment of the day. Gia, what's going on? How are you?
We're good. Feeling high vibes this Monday morning, not gonna lie.
I'm feeling high vibes now that we've started this. I won't lie to you, I did not feel high vibes 1 hour ago. 1 hour ago, I was like, I want to sleep in this bed for the rest of my life, and I want everybody to just remember me the way that I was. But now I'm feeling good that we're here.
I think I had such a long weekend that Sunday I rotted so hard that like Monday I was like, all right, I'm ready to go, because I literally didn't do anything yesterday.
It might have been, I also think it might have been my most rotten Sunday. Like, yeah. I've never rotted more.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
It was really bad.
I've never heard rotten before. And
really?
You've never heard that before?
Rotting? Yeah, it's kind of become a thing on TikTok. Like, we're just going to rot in our beds.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to stay home and rot. Like, all I do is sit on the couch and rot.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
I love that.
I'm pro rotting.
Are you going to start using that?
Yes. Yeah.
I love that you've jumped into the convo on rotting, because we have John Fadelberg on the podcast today. And I'm so excited to have you here, because we are, of course, doing the long-awaited Folklore Draft.
I feel like you're a secret Swiftie, like, in the Barstool office.
I don't think it's a secret.
Really?
I do think that you don't get as much shine as you should.
Yeah,
it's one of those things where I do it with a lot of things, where when someone is more passionate than me about something, I'm like, you take it.
Mm.
Like, it's like,
I
do that with, like, there's been a lot of things over the years where it's just like, oh, we got a new, like, Bruins guy. All right, you guys are the Bruins. Like, I like the Bruins a lot, but, like, I'm not, you know, I'll tweet about it and stuff like that. Or you know, Patriots, I would always kind of take a, when we didn't hire, when Jerry was working with EEI, I stepped up more. Then he came back, and just like, I like people who have greater expertise than me talking about things.
And I think that that's fair. So you let us have this podcast, is what
is that what I mean? Yeah. But it's just like, I don't know as much about you guys, so why would I speak up more?
True. It also, there's something freeing to not being the one person that knows everything, because you can just be like, you can, like we were discussing yesterday.
You can still just be a normal fan.
Right, you can still be a normal fan. You can still have a good time. Like, you don't have to wake up mid-rot and hear that Tony Romo is calling Taylor Swift Travis Kelce's wife and have a fucking stroke and you slept through it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that does have its benefits, but I think that you have proven time and time again that you are a true Swiftie. You are a true lover of this woman and her music and everything that she's done, so we're very happy to have you today.
Since Tim McGraw came out, Tim McGraw, 06, day one, I was boom. I love this chick.
Yep.
And I've been a massive Swiftie since.
And you've met her.
I've met her, yes.
We're giving background too, because we have a lot of people on Taylor Watch that are like diehard Taylor fans who may not know that you are in fact really a huge fan. So you met her where? Did you meet her at Gillette?
I met her at Gillette. Uh-huh. I met her on the Red Tour.
Oh, you did the meet and greet?
I get an email. This is, I was working for Barcelona time. And I get an email to the tips account where it was like, hey, we have an extra ticket to the meet and greet for Taylor, do you want to come? And I was like, yes. And
absolutely.
This was, it was like the meet and greet's in like 2 hours. And I was in Milton and the meet and greet was at Foxborough. So I like run up and tell Dave, I'm like, yo, I just got to take it to Taylor. So I have meet and greet. I'm out.
Yeah.
And it was just an email. So I didn't know what.
How
these
far
people,
away is that?
An hour.
Okay.
Right, in that kind of traffic, because it was nighttime now.
Got
probably
it.
Like an hour and a half. Like, I was gassing it there. Like, parked my car, sprinted to meet these guys outside the lighthouse at Gillette. And I didn't even, like, think about who it was going to be or anything like that.
Right.
And I meet these two dudes dressed like we're going to a Slipknot concert.
No.
Like, big, baggy, black jeans, black sweatshirts. And I was like, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
And
one
of their dads was the record producer. I don't know what you call it. Station manager, maybe?
Yeah,
like a radio station in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And he got tickets through work. Gave them to them. They invited, were kind enough to invite me. And we go
That's
back
so
to.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
so
I don't
random.
Think I knew this part of the story. I just always assumed, like, you got there and you met her, like, whatever.
No.
There's so much more interesting.
And then so we get there, we get to the meet and greet, they take your phones and all that stuff. And the three of us are in a group. They do, like, it's meet and greet groups. You don't get to go one by one.
I see. Okay.
So I really needled my way into being, I'll be in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can fucking cut it and be like, look who met Taylor Swift alone.
Right, yeah.
That's hilarious.
But as I was, so I wedged my way to the front of the three of us so I could pick my spot. And so I'm in the front of the line and the security guard says to me, he's like, are you going to hug her? And I was like, no, dude, I'm not going to touch her, I promise.
What are you talking about? Was he asking that in a way of like, like he was just curious, or like were you like, not allowed to?
Kind of just shooting the breeze. Like, you gonna hug her?
Yeah. Sounds like he's kind of like fucking with you a little bit. Like, yeah, you gonna hug her?
And I was like, no, like, I'm not gonna touch her. I promise. Yeah. And he's like, no, hug her. She loves hugs.
And what the hell? That's so weird.
And this is obviously
now I have to hug her.
Yeah, right.
This is before the whole thing. Yeah, with the Nashville meet and greet. I think it was.
Right.
And so I went to hug her, and like my head when he's asking saying like that, I'm like, is he setting me up?
Like, yeah,
is he
right. Like
no,
she,
completely.
Practice.
I think that would have made me, in meeting Taylor Swift, I would think, okay, yes, maybe there will be a hug exchanged. But if somebody said that to me like that, like, are you gonna hug her? I think I would actively not.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh my god, am I gonna hug her? Like, I don't know. Yeah,
I'd be like, oh my god, no. Like that guy, and then if I did hug her and she freaked out or something, I'd be like, that guy told me to do it. Like, I would snitch so fast. Be like, he told me to hug you. He told me you love hugs. So I wasn't even gonna.
No, totally. I would so overthink every little movement I made. I can't even imagine.
And that's exactly what I did, which is why when I met Taylor Swift, I brought the weirdest energy of all time, because I was like,
of course.
I was like walking in like, like, I don't really know how to do this. That guy says hug you, and like I was like basically like almost like kind of sneaking up on her.
No,
gotcha.
and then she turned and saw me.
Sneaking up on her.
And like zapped you. She like hello. She gave me
so
the widest
too.
Hug.
Oh.
No, that is something I don't. Oh, I disagree with.
Yes, you've said this before too. Sorry.
She's not that tall.
She was shorter than me, and she was in huge heels.
Oh wow!
So like, I always think, but
I'll
maybe
tell you what, like
maybe
six
she
one?
Had a growth spurt.
I'm like 6'5", 6'2" in shoes.
Okay, yeah.
And she was in, but she was like below my face. I remember, like I was like a whole head taller than her.
Huh.
And I remember like giving her a hug and like seeing her feet and being like, oh, those are big heels.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Maybe it was maybe it was the platform. Maybe I was in big shoes. I don't know. But I always remember thinking
you
had
your
smaller than
on
I remember
that day.
You're gonna be. Yeah, than I thought you were gonna be.
Yeah.
You were with your goth friend, so you brought your Doc Martens.
And then later in the night, right?
Then
I because everything happened so fast, it was such a whirlwind. Like I didn't tell anybody I was going or anything like that. So later in the night, I was up getting a beer, which is I went to the Era store as well. It's not the same as it was then, although it was pretty similar. Where it's a ghost town. There's just no one in line for concessions.
Well, when I left to go to the bathroom at some point, I was like, if I hadn't been so into the concert, I would have been like, oh, maybe I should like get the merch and the drinks right now because nobody's out here. Everybody's watching the concert.
I ran to the bathroom so at one point towards the end. And while I was out, I did the same thing. I was like, I'm just gonna get the merch now. It's very quick.
Right.
But I was up there grabbing a beer, like in the main concourse at Gillette. Literally no one anywhere.
Yeah.
And I was here, John Henry. And I turn, it's my mom.
She was like,
what are you doing here?
What?
And
she was going to say, not the full government name.
And she was.
I did not know this part of the story.
That's hilarious.
Was she with your sister?
And she was with my little sister and my, she's younger than me, but my older of the sisters.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you doing here? And
oh my
like,
God, that is so. I forgot you guys were coming.
The probability of you going out there at the same time as your mom being out there and
crazy.
Her not knowing that you were there is insane to me. Like that's blowing my mind a little bit right
now. It was nuts.
That's creepy.
And then she's like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I'm with two guys. And she's like, what? Who are you here with? And I was like, I pointed to the two guys I was with were up there. I was like, I'm with these two guys. And she's like, why don't you come sit with us? And I think
that's
I went
hilarious.
Sat with them the rest of the concert.
That's
oh my God. That is so funny. What a like
what a weird
coincidental
thing.
Yeah, moment.
I know.
John Henry?
That's so bizarre. I don't think I ever heard that second part of the story.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I think that whole day seems to be ingrained in your memory, go down in history as a big moment for you.
Yeah, totally.
It's more than either of us can say.
Yeah.
So I'm very jealous. I'm very jealous. Jealous of the whole story. Jealous of the whole thing.
It is. If you look at the picture of us too, it's like because she was in the stadium already.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad weather that day. Well, I don't think it was technically a rain show. But it was just like kind of shitty. Shitty weather. Yeah. And like, if you look at the picture, you're like, what is the climate? Because like, I'm in like, right, I'm in like this big rain jacket. She's this little red
dress.
Did
you say anything to her? Like,
nothing of note. Nothing. Yeah. Like, probably, hi, I'm a big fan, but nothing like.
You weren't like, you've shaped me as a person. And, and thank you for continuing.
Me and my girlfriend had our song was our song.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't. I mean, even when. The only meet and greet I've ever done was the Jonas Brothers. And, like, I'm a big fan of them, but I'm not, like, super diehard the way that Francesca is. Mm-hmm. And I still couldn't get a word out when I met them. Oh, I literally was like, I love you. And they're like, okay, nice.
I think I would have a really hard time.
They just make eye contact, and it just makes
you all
nervous.
Well, it's such a moment. Like, if we talk about this sometimes, like, you know, when. We won't say if.
Yes,
because
when we meet
Taylor, because we will one day meet Taylor. Putting out in the universe. But I was saying that I think it needs to be for myself to be in a surprise situation. I don't think that I can know that I'm meeting her and think about it all day and think about an outfit and think about everything, because I think that I would freak the fuck out.
Like,
I don't know if
faint.
I could. I would probably faint. I might throw up. I might cry. Like, I don't know what. It would need to be like, it would need to happen upon me. And I'd have to be like, oh. And then I'd be like, oh, no. I know what to do here is to tell you, number one, you've changed my life. Number two, we will meet again when I look better, because this isn't it. Like,
well,
this
that's
isn't it.
The whole
and then I think that she'll
down.
Remember that, and then maybe we'll be friends. That's just how it's
the whole
go.
Ride down. I was like,
yeah, like in practicing.
Not practicing, but I was basically fucking Jason Segel and forgetting Sarah Marshall. Like, I wish I wasn't wearing this stupid fucking shirt.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I know. That's why I
kind of
feel
think
like
about that too far. Like, oh, my shoes stupid, or like, what if like, do I spill something on myself? Like, do I look super pale right now? Is my makeup like falling down my face? Like, I can't think about all those things. And then like, God forbid I tried to do my eyeliner that day and it doesn't work. Like, sometimes I have really bad makeup days.
But I feel like I don't, now that you said that, I feel like I'd rather know it happen. It's gonna happen, because if it was a surprise and I wasn't expecting it, I feel like I would just freeze up and like,
oh,
be
no.
like, what the fuck? And then the moment would pass.
I only have like a baseline of how I would react if I was surprised with it.
Yeah.
And I think that that is better than the big prepared speech that I would like say in my head all day long, knowing I'd meet her at night.
Yeah, because I know that I would try to prepare and nothing would
totally.
Come out. But like, I feel like
nothing
at least I could
out.
Prepare about how I look and
true,
what I'm
true,
wearing.
True. And although I think she'll remember me longer if I'm wearing something stupid and I'm like, listen, I look like shit right now. We will meet again when I look better.
Right.
Like,
and you like try to actually
great.
Have like a
you
normal
know what I'm
conversation.
Saying? Right. And like be normal. And I just feel like she'll remember that. I think that's just the vibe that I need to give off. That's how it will happen.
Yeah, I get
me.
That.
You
that's
know?
like
maybe
all the girls who like want to go to the Harry Styles concert and they're like, they just act like they don't care. Like,
yeah,
like
I need
that
to,
I'm different, you know?
Exactly. Like, I'm not, I'm just saying.
That's, that
like,
was me at the Jonas Brothers concert on Saturday, because we were so weirdly close
you guys
to
were
them.
So
like,
close.
Yeah.
I saw
that
those
was
pics.
The
I was
camera,
like,
that
fuck?
Was Joe Jonas. So I was kind of just like standing there, like trying to act cool. Like, maybe he thinks I'm like one of the cool girls. It's like not like,
no,
just
totally.
Such a big
not just
band.
Like a fan in the front
yeah,
row.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With Fran.
He thinks I'm cool. Yeah, yeah. Fran, who they know, by the way, who like they see her, they can like see her 2 feet away, like, Fran, chill. Like, we've met like 10 times.
I know. I was like embarrassed. I was like, they like know her, so like maybe they like know me.
They
like,
definitely
they have no
do.
Idea
they definitely do. And you guys have to be like respectfully cool.
I know. I was like
that's
leaning on
felt,
the rail, like whatever.
I felt that way a little bit when we went to see Mark Roberge the other day, because you guys are such good friends with him. And I've met him like twice. And now I was like, oh, we're cool. We're cheering him on, whatever, up top. But like, are we going to look like loser fans if we're like, if I'm screaming from the top? But I didn't care. I was like, no.
No, you were getting mad at us for not.
I was. Because he shouted them out. At one point, he was like, my friends, John and Eric, they're in the audience right now, because Nate was there too.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys, I was like, go wave to him, like from up here, show them that we're here. Like, imagine you're on stage and you dedicate the song to someone and they don't like, like, yes, we're here. And like, you know, in your head, you're like, are
oh,
wait,
who
here?
Is that? A singer or a comedian?
Oh, yeah, OAR.
Lizzie
OAR.
Oh, okay.
And so like, I don't know. And so I was so mad at them for not being like, we're right here. Like,
we were in like a box though. And like,
wave
I didn't
or anything?
We were up on a balcony at City Winery. Yeah. We were up on
we
a
were
balcony.
We were in like the balcony box at City Winery and there were other people in it. And like, we had to get in front of them to kind of push them out of the way. And I didn't know who they were.
Right.
And I didn't like, I didn't know if it was like Mark. They were Mark's friends. And I was like, getting Mark's other
friends. It was the other guy's friend. It was the other guy's family.
But we learned that later.
True. Regardless, though, I was like, you guys. So I was
like, he's like, my friends are here.
It's crazy.
It's dead silent.
After that
like,
song
no, I
finished, I yelled, we love you, Mark.
Yeah, true.
So
true.
I did acknowledge it. But I, it was like, I wasn't trying to play it cool, but I wasn't trying to play it like the other way.
Right.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Like, this is a normal thing to do, I think. It's not.
Like, I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to do nothing.
You guys are probably the more normal. That was probably the more normal response at the end of the day, but I was on your behalf, like, standing up being like, they're right here. Yeah. Like, yeah. It was just, I was like, proud friend, proud mom vibes.
Yeah, no, totally.
But speaking of proud mom vibes, proud friend vibes, congratulations are, of course, in order to Taylor Swift. We're back to Taylor. Time Person of the Year.
Yes, yes.
I think that I've never cared about the Time Person of the Year before now, and I care very much.
Who was it last year? Elon Musk?
I think so, something like that, because he replied to her. Oh, right. Loser.
Yeah, he was like.
He replied to her tweet being like, he's like, oh, congrats. Like, just so you know, I noticed that once you become the Time Person of the Year, the public opinion shifts on you and everyone starts to hate you.
No, that's just
you, bro. Get
that
fucking negativity out of here, Elon. Like, yeah, that's just you. Like, I don't know.
Because you're a freak.
To be fair, that's what happened.
Because you bought Twitter and everybody hates it now. Like, right.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? I don't know. So that was annoying. But congratulations to her.
Yeah, great article.
Great article.
Author, I guess, or interviewer mm-hmm. was incredible.
Really, really good job.
I was reading, it was very, very well written, very well done. But like, I was reading, like, and Taylor just cozies up on the couch. I was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Oh, wow, she's cozy on the couch.
Watching Taylor Swift cozy up on
just
a couch.
Just like me? So crazy.
Yeah, seriously.
There is
you
one
guys
line.
You went to her apartment? That's all I kept thinking. I was like, he's in her apartment right now. It's crazy. I think it was a guy, right?
There,
yeah, it's a guy.
Yeah.
There was one line in the article which is being very celebrated. And I get nervous because, as you guys mentioned, I am a huge Swiftie.
Yes.
Right.
And
yes.
I'm a diehard Swiftie. And they're like all things.
Sam Lansky is the Sam Lansky. The author. Sorry. Okay.
Like all things, sometimes there becomes a group that's even a little more extreme where you're like, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
So I do get a little nervous sometimes speaking up because I love Taylor Swift, but I don't find her infallible.
Yeah.
And there's,
what does that mean, infallible?
I'm like, she doesn't think like she can do no wrong. So,
okay,
so,
yeah, right.
Not the same as us.
the line in it that's being extremely celebrated and everyone likes, and it does sound so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, the metal?
No.
Okay.
I liked metal.
Oh, okay.
I liked metal.
Yeah.
Which is like the trash takes itself out every time.
Oh,
yeah, the trash takes itself out every
single
time.
I love that line.
But it just doesn't.
It's not the best. Yes.
Left to its own devices, trash will sit there and rot every time.
True. Yeah. Well, listen, if you're getting literal about trash, sure.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds cool, but it just.
I think that the message behind it, obviously, is that like karma always comes back around. Things always get taken care of. Like. Things
Except
happen the way
trash.
They're supposed to happen. Right. Yeah, well, yeah. The trash.
In literal sense.
The literal trash in the house does not take itself out, but you know what I mean.
It sounded
metaphorically speaking.
Yeah.
It does. And I also think that, like, so the reason I like that part specifically so much is that we haven't heard Taylor talk about the Kanye Kim drama
in so long, I feel like.
So directly in a long time. Like, she obviously, like, Reputation came out and it was one big fuck you. And then even after that, though, she wasn't really, like, saying their names. Like, it was just kind of like, you know, fuck them, they're done. And I think that this time around, like, naming Kim straight up, not even
crazy.
Bothering to name Kanye, and just being like, Kim Kardashian is the bitch here. And just being like, yeah, no, the trash takes itself out every single time. Like, that tells me that, okay, Taylor still hates Kim. Might hate Kim more than Kanye at this point, especially. And the beef is still alive and well. So if that was marching orders, in my opinion, like I was like, okay, now I know that we don't fuck with Kim.
Yeah.
And I'm going to continue buying Skims, but I'm going to enjoy it into the privacy of my own home. And I'm not going to promote it as much because I'm sorry that brand is great. But
I was going to say, I think I'm currently wearing Skims.
No, I'm probably saying.
We wore Skims on the same night.
Yeah, we wore Skims the other day. We both had Skims on. We're like, don't tell anybody, like, whatever.
Yeah, I know.
But, and that's sad, but there are a lot of people who work at Skims. It's not just Kim. So,
exactly.
That quote struck me as very Lucille Bluth. Where it's like, she's like, the trash just, I don't know why you just wake up in the morning, it's a new bag.
Right.
What could a banana cost?
Yeah. Taylor just doesn't know trash.
She doesn't realize, right?
Yeah.
I put out a hit in June of 2006, Tim McGraw smash, haven't touched trash since.
I wonder if she does take the trash. I mean, she's got it. Maybe in that cottage and, the cottage
Someone
she put
said,
herself in for a year.
Was it in the article, like, she does everything herself? Like, she cooks.
They do say that. I think Jack Antonoff was saying that.
Yeah,
or
I think it
one
was.
Of, one of her
one
friends
of them was like,
saying,
she's
like,
way more, or
she
tries
everything.
To be way more normal than you think.
Yeah, like, she cooks for everybody. She cleans up. She doesn't have, like, a maid.
Yeah,
she doesn't have whatever.
I'm sure she takes her trash out occasionally.
But it's just, it's funny that you say, because people were saying that in the article. Also, a lot of
she
really
probably
nice,
has a trash chute.
Yeah.
I'm sure,
yeah.
She probably, or a lot of nice words from Phoebe Bridgers, nice words from who else?
There's so, like the two girlfriend, the two fans, the two sisters were
the
super
two fans
cute.
That was really sweet. Yeah. That were at the Eras Tour in LA.
I forget who else.
Someone else exciting. Kelly Clarkson. Tim McGraw himself. Tim McGraw said a lot of nice things. Or no, Kenny Chesney, sorry.
Kenny Chesney
was the one who told, the article starts out talking about how, which I actually don't think I knew this story, how Taylor was supposed to open up for Kenny Chesney, and that was supposed to be her big, like, break.
Mm.
And then at the last second, his tour got sponsored by an alcohol company, and she couldn't do it anymore.
Oh.
And so instead, like, she wasn't still wasn't able to do it, but then Kenny Chesney, like, handed her a check for what she would have made if she had done the tour with him, being like, I believe in you, and this would have been amazing for you, and, you know, take it and run.
Wow,
and
Kenny.
She did, and that's
that,
how it goes.
That was, I remember in the article, they're like, and she got handed this card. I actually thought the article was so well written. We're like, right after that,
it
where
really
like,
was good.
The article's talking about how she's such a great storyteller, where it's like, even in that story, there was a hero and a villain, and not a villain, but the.
An obstacle.
But I remember when I was reading that part, I was like, that doesn't sound great. And then the next line was in the check. I was like, a card doesn't really sound like it covers it.
Yeah,
a
card is not the best, right?
But then she said she went on to fund her band and her tour, and obviously had a huge part in her.
Huge, it's a huge deal, and I think that that's really exciting. I also think that you know, we're like really sucking off this article pretty hard, but I think that they combed through every part of her life, laid it all out in such a digestible way, and maybe that has to do with Taylor herself and her storytelling abilities in the way that it can translate to this article. But I liked that we started here, this is where it came from, and then moving through time, it's not like she had it so easy. Like, she still had to fight her way through this country music world. She had to be respected. She had, you know, then she's kicked down again. People are like, oh, she's this like teeny bopper little girl, whatever.
Yeah.
One of my favorite lines in the thing was like, it was very clear to me at the time that they were going to replace me, that they were done with me. They weren't, they didn't like it anymore. So I needed to replace myself with myself.
Yeah.
I needed to reinvent myself and become this new version that they could sell, that they could monetize, they could do whatever. And the fact that she just continued to do that over and over again is something that we talk about all the time. You know, the eras, this, that, whatever.
She literally like created the rebrand in
exactly.
a way.
Exactly. Yeah.
Women artists kind of have to constantly rebrand almost, because I feel like, you know, someone like Justin Bieber or something, like, they can put out the same fucking pop album every single year and everyone will still like it. But like, I don't know. I feel like Miley Cyrus.
Well, she said he has a little bit. She said, he has a little bit, but nothing like her though. Nothing like her. It's with him. It was more like
Miley's
just growing up. You know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Versus Taylor has had different vibes, different looks, different experiences. But then she, you know, she weaves it all into her music, which is exciting for us. And I think that this article as a whole kind of put it all out at once, how much growth that she's gone through in her life in terms of her career, not just like her as a person, which I feel like whenever we talk about her music and everything, I'm thinking about her as a person because I think of her music as stories of her life.
Yeah.
When it's not always necessarily the case. But I do think that when you think about her as a person that had like, you know, I'm a celebrity and I fought my way through and I had to rebrand myself and I had to deal with record executives and all these other people and like prove my worth, that just makes me love her even more, I think.
Yeah.
I really liked how she acknowledged the controversies, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think the exact quote was something along the line, it's not lost on me that two of my biggest career moments are, I forget something. I forget what
the wording
was.
Or like bad things that happened to me or whatever.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I almost thought of it like, like with Nepo Babies. When Nepo Babies are like, no, I'm really talented. I did this myself.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I actually agree. You are really talented. But also there were these other things
that helped
push you into
the
a new
stratosphere. The position you started at was a little bit easier than others, maybe.
Yeah. And I think, like, it's extremely unfortunate. But I think, like, yes, that of course that helps. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be weird to pretend like that didn't matter. Like, no matter who you are, if you have a fan base and you give them a reason to rally around you, obviously it's going to, I mean, it's kind of a dangerous word, but like, it'll radicalize them and make them bigger.
Completely. And it is like dangerous word. Even I'll say things like marching orders and whatever.
Yeah.
stuff. Like, it does make sense, but it does. And I know that you and Kevin, I think, have talked about this before, wondering like on Case Radio about whether or not she, like, if these things didn't happen, would she be where she is now?
Right.
And I think that acknowledging it in this article, I don't necessarily think that she was saying that she wouldn't be where she was, but I do think that it's made her fans, people like us, have something to support, something to rally behind, something to ignore, maybe, like, I don't know. People always had mixed feelings on her, like, attitude, or, you know, they thought she's being fake. They thought this, they thought that. But now that she's, like, been cut down or whatever, it's she's a little more human to us, so we're fine getting behind this, like, billionaire. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
in
I
the
think...
world, it's like, oh, well, she's a billionaire. Well, she doesn't need our tears and sympathy, but... We want to root for her because she feels like the underdog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think that, like, there were definitely phases where I think she was fake. And I think that that's normal.
I think she had to be.
I think you have to be fake. I think there have been times in my career where I've been fake. So I have to find out. I have to, like, be like, is this who I am? And, like, nope, that's not who I am. Never mind. Yeah. And, like, I think as you get older and you get into your 30s, like Taylor is, and then like I am, where you're like, oh, this is my speed. Like,
this is who I am.
I tried this and I tried that, and it didn't, like, this is where I am.
Yeah, I think it just shows, like, it's like the definition of, like, everything happens for a reason. Like, if that stuff with Kanye and Kim never happened, like, she would have never realized that she doesn't have to be this fake, perfect person. Right. You know what I mean? So I think it totally shaped her into being more of, like, herself, and then the Reputation era and everything that followed that. It never would have happened if all that right. video shit never came out.
It would have been
out.
Really different. I think that she's,
like, I wonder if she would still be, like...
I think that she would still have all the success in the world.
No,
but
totally.
But I do think that...
I just feel like her persona maybe
perception
would,
of her would be different, right?
Yeah,
like, or maybe it just would have taken longer. Or maybe we would have skipped Reputation. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, we would have gone right to Lover. And then eventually we end up at Folklore and Evermore and everything.
And then it's actually kind of crazy. Like, because I wonder... Because
I never thought she was a badass before
hiding.
Reputation. Like, Reputation made me think, like, oh, she's a bad bitch. Like, I never thought that before.
Like, she never would have, like, gone into hiding or whatever. And then I feel like maybe she never would have met Joe Alwyn, because Joe Alwyn kind of liked that under, like, that low-key vibe. So then maybe she would have never met Joe Alwyn, which means she never would have made the Lover album, which means blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of crazy.
It is. It's crazy to think about.
Can I ask, and I also, I kind of regret using the word fake, because it's not, it is fake. But it's also, like, it's just you're trying to find out, is this who
I
am? I
think people put too much, there's too much negativity surrounding fake. Like, when you say, like, oh, you're being fake.
That's,
like,
what I mean. I didn't,
like,
mean it as a pejorative.
It's much more casual than
just
fake. Like, blah, blah. Right. It's like, no, I was being fake.
Like,
I was being fake, like,
just,
an hour ago.
Presenting yourself in a way that, like, no,
sometimes you gotta be fake. Sometimes you have to be, especially if you are someone who has, and Taylor, I think, especially at the time, was kind of teetering on it. And she still is now, but she doesn't have to deal with it anymore, obviously, really, because she's so... like, famous, and we know who she is, at the time had fans our age, but then also little kid fans. And I think that it has that, like, Disney effect where it's like, I don't really know how quite to act. Like, fucking Miley Cyrus, same thing. Like, she was bubblegum pop for a long time, and then all of a sudden she was twerking on Robin Thicke. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone has that switch, and you make it however you want. And I think that Taylor could have done it sooner and was already becoming, like, cool and fun and whatever, and, like, maybe testing out this new phase of life and, like, being young in her 20s with her hot girlfriends in New York City or whatever. And then something bad happens, and then she has, like, oh, no, I'm going to actually move forward, and, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, now I do not give a fuck. I'm just a bad bitch. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to, like, trust my intuition and act the way I want to act. And I think that, like, everybody has a moment in life where –
it's what your 20s are. You're finding out, like,
you realize who you are.
You just don't do it on the cover of magazines. Where it's like, you're trying to be like, do I like this kind of thing? Am I into this kind of thing? You're trying a bunch of different shit where you probably look a little fake or lame at sometimes.
And
it is what it is. Completely. But you mentioned the, you know, her hiding away in a year and meeting Joe Alwyn and all that stuff. And I was thinking about it, and maybe I misremember it or anything like that. And maybe something did happen. But when that video did leak and that edited call did come out, did she ever deny it? Because I remember at the time...
She did. She said...
Like, pretty quickly?
Like, I never... She was like, where in that video... I think that the video was confusing because she didn't know she was being recorded on the other side. So she probably didn't remember exactly, like, what was said or if it was edited or whatever. But she knew that she never said he could call her a bitch. Because even in that clip, he didn't say, like, I made that bitch famous. That's not what it was. And so I think that she... replied with that story being like, where in this video does he say that he's gonna call me a bitch? Like, where, you know, like, that's not what I approved.
Right.
Like, of course we had the conversation, but that's not what I approved. But the way that it was presented to us was like, oh, look, we read Taylor the lyrics and she said yes. But if you didn't know the in-between, it was like, well, what's she so mad about? She's mad that she got called a bitch, like whatever. But it was more than that. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, I'm casually being called a bitch by a friend in a song or whatever. It was like, I, like, this man is calling me a bitch. He tried to pull one over on me and not really, like, he knew that I wouldn't like that. So yeah, he didn't tell me outright that that was what was going to happen. And then he, or his wife, manipulated a phone call to make it look like I approved it.
But was all that made, because I remember just trying to remember that moment in time. And I don't remember, like, I remember being like, I don't know, it sounds like that they did do, it sounds like it was okay and approved. Like, I don't remember her staunchly being like, that didn't happen.
No, that's how the phone call made it sound. Made it sound like, oh, or the edited,
yeah, like
version
the whole
or
thing that it was. Yeah.
But did she come out and be like, "That's edited"?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
She did.
Yes. Eventually,
okay.
Yes. I think.
But eventually,
first,
like, I feel like right away, I'd be like, "That's fucking
accuse,
not the call."
She didn't accuse
because I don't think
editing
the full,
at first.
The full video didn't come out until later,
like way
much
later.
Later.
Yeah.
Much
yeah.
later.
But she didn't say straight up like that video was edited. She just was like, "Where in that video does it say?" Like, she was, I think.
Yeah, her, like,
accusing
biggest
them
stance,
outright of,
yeah,
like, they've edited that video, yeah, I think was too much for the moment, and everybody was, like, on her ass. But I think her being like, where in that video did I approve this, which is how she responded, and then everybody was like, oh, what? All he added was bitch, like, who cares? And then that took off on its own, and then she just disappeared. She was like, I'm not even, like, going to be,
yeah,
a part of,
okay,
this anymore. And
I
then
the
real phone call came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then the real phone call came out later.
Yeah, I remember that was hard to listen to.
On,
it's like, it's so clearly.
It's
like
so awful. It's
an uncomfortable,
so awful,
young,
it's
older,
so
or young person.
At the time, I have guilt because at the time, I remembered that coming out. And as a lover of juicy gossip, I just was like, oh my God, this is so juicy. I was like, I can't believe,
yeah,
that Taylor Swift is, like, doing this. Like, I just kept being like, holy shit, like, this is so juicy. Like, Kim, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
This is crazy. They recorded that phone call. Like, it's nuts. But then when I heard the real version and the real story about the whole thing, I was like, these people are disgusting. I was like, this,
yeah,
is actually fucking crazy. And why were they now trying to, like, why ever were they trying to cut this woman down? Like,
how old
I never
was she
really understand.
During that? 2017?
I'm trying to think. I was...
She's 33?
I was 26 or 7, so she would have been like 28 or 29.
Okay, interesting.
I think. When Reputation came out?
Really?
29.
Yeah, I guess, but...
Because 2018 it came out, yeah? Or
2017.
2017,
yeah.
Reputation came out?
Yeah.
So this happened in,
like,
2016, so she would have been like... She would have been like 26.
Okay,
20,
interesting.
Yeah.
Just, no, just because I feel like 26, like, that's 2 years older than me, like, or,
yeah,
a year older than me, like... If someone like Kanye West, like, who's older and, like, a man, and I don't know, just like,
well, you know, it's put in perspective.
A lot
for
of manipulation,
and especially now with the Kim stuff, because I for a long time was like, Kim Kardashian got swept up in the moment because I liked Kim, and I gave her the benefit of the doubt, being like, she got swept up in her bullshit with Kanye. Kanye is toxic.
Right,
he made her do this, and she just was like standing by her man and like whatever.
Right.
Now, present day, realizing that I am the same age, right around the same age that Kim was when,
right,
this was happening, I'm like, oh no, I would never fucking do that.
Yeah, that's
I would
crazy.
Never,
yeah,
have done that. I'm old enough to know better, especially not to like side with my man. Like, fuck that. What? Like,
yeah,
it just, none of it makes sense to me. And also, my perception of it has really changed with getting older. And I think that it's crazy that she's never apologized. I think it's crazy that she has never once been like literally on her hands and knees, like, I was a piece of shit. I can't believe I let this man manipulate me into tearing down a successful woman who,
yeah,
did absolutely nothing wrong. And I'm so sorry from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
Like, she's never fucking said that.
What do you think the angle is for that? Like,
why
obviously
she apologize?
Kim,
I think,
yeah,
she's just too stubborn.
I think she's too stubborn. And I
but
also
she,
think
she's
too,
always thinking of everything.
But
with
she
a
can
PR
never be the bad guy.
Reason.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't want to be.
But that wouldn't that be such a hero arc? Where if
no,
like,
I don't think so.
Like,
because I don't think
like,
that Taylor
right.
is. I don't think Taylor is receptive.
I feel like it's too late.
To that.
Now.
I think it's
like,
too late.
But I think a large portion of the population, if she was like, look, I was married to a psycho, and he, I kind of went along
with it. I agree. Why wouldn't you? Is the question.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is kind of weird that she would never even.
Which makes me think that she might just be a piece of shit.
Yeah,
she just is.
I did watch like a clip from the Kardashians when the whole thing happened, and it's like the iconic.
Just call Taylor up.
Yeah. Why don't you just call Taylor up?
I watched that 2 days ago. Yeah.
And Kim just seems so like
she's so bitchy
I didn't do
about
anything
it.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she was like just being so rude to Chris, and Chris was like, just call her and say you're sorry. Mm-hmm.
Chris is like badgering her too, being like, I just don't even understand how this came about. Like
yeah.
basically being
yeah.
like, why the fuck did you do this?
Yeah.
Like, why did this happen? And Kim is just sitting there with like a sour puss on, and then Chris is like, well, you know, if you want my advice, I think you just call her up and apologize, whatever. And
she's like, I don't want your advice.
Thank you for your advice that I'm not going to take. And like, that's the end of the clip. And it's just like, you're a real piece of
shit.
Like
your mother.
Right. Like, it just, something about it. I don't, stubborn, I think is the word. But at this point, like, oh, aren't you embarrassed?
Yeah.
I need North to bitch her out. I love North.
That's what I was going to say too. Like, I can't imagine being one of her kids and being like, why'd you do that to Taylor Swift? Like,
Northwest,
fuck you, Mom.
Does not, like, she is so brutally honest that it's
fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
there's no way.
Every clip
that
I see
like...
of Northwest shitting all over her mother is like the funniest thing.
It's so
she's always
tragic.
Like, oh, your outfit's hideous. And she's like, there's a way that you can say you don't like things without insulting people around you. And she's like, I don't know if there is. And I'm like, that's hilarious. Like, it's so good. And so I think that's her, that's Kim's karma forever, is that Northwest will always keep her humble. But I think that it's good that Taylor mentioned all that in the article. I think that all the shout outs were great. I think that the brief mentions of Travis were just enough.
Yes, very cute.
I, you know, had to slip it in there. It's, you know, we probably couldn't have had that article without it, as much as I wish.
It gave
like,
us more of like a timeline of when they met or when they started going out
or
dating.
They were a couple by the time she visited him at the game.
We said that, right? We were like, there's no
fucking
way.
We said it, but I think that we said, like, there's no fucking way. But I do think that it
was
fun.
Yeah, but we were like, oh, maybe.
It was fun to guess that that was the first time they, like, ever hung out. But, like, obviously it wasn't. But, no, we knew that that was the case. And
the metal. That was so metal.
That was so metal of him. Like, also, like,
that's what I'm like. Yeah. I love Taylor
metal
so,
as hell.
So much.
No, I like that.
I
feel
love
like
her.
I've said
like,
that. Like, I don't know if, like, I feel like I've said that for sure.
You don't want to know what's metal as hell?
What?
Calling things that aren't metal, metal.
I guess
metal.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's one thing to be like, oh, yeah, that's metal as hell. Like, that's kind of cool to say.
Yeah.
But to say it in terms of Travis Kelce putting his number on a friendship bracelet, like, is that
right,
it's
so
hilarious.
That's the cooler
and,
way
like,
to
shouting that on the podcast.
Yeah,
like, oh, that's metal
like,
as hell.
Yeah,
wow.
Like, if you,
the ball's
if you,
on you. Yeah. Like, okay.
If you stepped outside and witnessed, like, a jumping and a stabbing, and you're like, that's metal, you'd be like, all
right,
psycho.
Yeah, yeah.
But
right.
If you described, like, a parfait as metal,
that's
fucking metal.
That's cool. That's cool. I'm down for it.
Yeah.
But so we have that. We have her saying that she does not care what the dads, Brads, and Chads have to say about her being at the NFL games. She has no idea how many times they're showing her on camera. She doesn't know where the cameras are. They're a million miles away. She's just there to support her man and enjoy the game. And she loves football. Football is awesome, she says, it turns out. And I said, oh, well, maybe
like,
I have to get involved.
Yeah. Any girl like that starts dating like a professional football player,
Wait,
I actually love
football. Yeah, so I'm actually loving this game right now. Yeah, like, this is actually so sick. Like,
it's all like, Taylor, we're watching the NFL this year. It sucks. You don't have to lie to
us. What a bad year pick to start watching
losing,
the NFL.
Huh?
Because
three
they
games
all,
in a row they lost
know,
the
Chiefs.
Ooh, what's going on?
Well, they had a huge controversy. There was a huge
drama on the field.
Controversy yesterday. Because Travis had this like insane backwards lateral pass. But the guy who caught it, Towney, he was offsides when they started.
Is it Towney? People are saying
Tony.
T-O-N-E-Y.
Tony.
T-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah, he was offsides. Tony. So they called the play back. It was a touchdown. They called the touchdown back, and the Chiefs
just can't
lost.
These
and
motherfuckers
Pat
stay
Mahomes
offsides.
Was having
like...
Pat Mahomes was having a bit of a crybaby fest. And
I heard about that. I heard about that. I saw Brittany Mahomes posting on her story calling the ref MVP. Did you see that?
It's genuinely so the most insane thing I've ever seen. It's like
everyone
like
said
you
though that like
committed
he'd be embarrassed when he saw it back. Like Patrick was overreacting, right?
Yeah, it's the most black and white thing. Like it's like, hey, your foot can't be on the table. And this is how I started the play.
Yeah.
You'd be like, well, that's a penalty.
Yeah.
It's like, it's
I don't know
it's
what
crazy
crack
to watch.
They're on. Yeah, it's
like,
crazy.
I was following along on Twitter last night. I wasn't watching the game. And I was like, oh, this must be crazy. And I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, they called the offsides guy offsides? That makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Right?
Yeah,
they did their jobs correctly.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, yes, we've got that going on. But Taylor looked fabulous. That's really all that matters.
Yeah.
She came in a like some kind of vintage Chiefs sweater.
I know. I was like, how do I get
she's
an Eagles
great,
version
like,
of that?
Chiefs
it was so
gear.
Cool.
Yeah, she's got all kinds of cool
she
shit.
She has the coolest shit.
I was
like,
bummed
fuck.
Out, though, when she walked in. She passed by all the Bills players and gave them
yeah,
she
was
doing
that was
a bad
cool.
bitch walk, death looks. And I really wanted them to win because I was like, oh, that's like that's so her being bitchy and like being like, hmm. But sadly,
now when they
lost.
Lose, I'm like, I feel like,
I know. I don't want people
God
to, I get people in my DMs or in my replies being like, you know, the Taylor curse. I'm like, false.
No,
they
because
won a bunch
they've
when
won
she
a
first
bunch, yeah.
Going.
But
so
to go back to the article really quick, I just wanted to read that quote that I posted on Taylor Watch.
Oh,
because
oh yes, read
I can't
read it.
Get over how,
wow, how did I forget
much
that?
I love this quote from the author, from the interviewer.
Same.
it's this. Maybe this is the real Taylor Swift effect, that she gives people, many of them women, particularly girls, who have been conditioned to accept dismissal, gaslighting, and mistreatment from a society that treats their emotions as inconsequential, permission to believe that their interior lives matter. That for your heart to break, whether it's from being kicked off a tour or by the memory of a scarf still sitting in a drawer somewhere, or because somebody controls your life's work, is a valid wound. And no, you're not crazy for being upset about it and for wanting your story to be told.
Ugh, like, chills, tears.
Literally?
You got, yeah, you're real good.
No, seriously, no, for real. It's so, no, it is. It's so nice. It's very validating. It's validating.
It encapsulates why I love Taylor Swift so much, because she humanizes every single experience and makes, like, even the smallest things feel valid. Mm-hmm. And I just, yeah, I just, when I read that, I was just like, I could not have put that into words better ever.
I completely agree. And I think that we talk about that all the time, but it's nice that people do recognize that's what it is. Like, we're not just yelling into the void. Like, we, being able to relate to her is helpful to us. Yes. Like, that's nice. Yes. But I think that people really do understand that she can explain her experiences in a way that is so relatable to all of us and validating to all of us. And it, you know, I like that they highlighted women and girls and whatever in that thing, but I think it applies to everybody. I think it applies, like, across the board.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you relate to something that she says or does and you feel it on a certain level, whatever, like, that's wonderful. But I do selfishly love that they were like, it makes a female experience like validating.
Well, obviously, because, like, well, she is a, like, she, yeah, on. Yeah. She's, I think she,
that's what she cares about. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she's thinking about that.
Yeah. I think, like, so many female artists, it's hard for them to have, like, such raw and real emotions and put, like, more complex stories into songs and have them be so popular the way that they are. Whereas, like, I feel like, you know, Selena Gomez and whoever, like, you kind of have to put out these pop hits that everyone likes. And, like, Taylor Swift finally gives, like, a voice to the hardships that women go through that aren't just heartbreak or whatever.
Agreed completely. Yeah. And I think,
And I don't mean to, you know, compare her to other women. I just think that she's just a, is on the biggest platform.
No, so, I agree. Yeah. I agree completely. And speaking of that, comparing to other women, I'm glad you said that, because also in the article, she mentions Beyonce, gushes about Beyonce, talking about how she's so proud that these two women were doing the same thing at the same time and they both are, you know, doing great or whatever. But she does mention how it's frustrating and annoying that, like, all anybody wants to do is compare the two.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think that it's crazy that we can't just, you know, like, that's just what people want to do. They want to compare two women. And that's, like, what are we supposed to do about it? So all we can do is, like, be there for each other and support each other and show that,
just prove,
like,
everyone wrong.
Yeah, show that women can support other women and there's enough room at the top and whatever. And we talked about this at length last week. But I think that that mentioning it was important, too, because I think that for so long, people, like, even some of the more, like, diehard fans that aren't, in my opinion, real fans, the people who want to compare Taylor and Beyonce specifically on both sides.
Yeah.
Beehive as well does the same fucking shit all the time and drives me insane. I think that if you
People are just crazy online.
If you want to say, like, Taylor's better than Beyonce, like, that's, to me, I don't like that.
No.
For any other reason, whether, like, maybe you like Taylor Swift's music more than Beyonce's music, I don't think it's fair to say that either one of them is better than the other.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I just don't think it's crazy. It's all anybody ever does is compare Taylor and Beyonce, especially now. Yes, John.
Who?
Like, just, oh no, online. It's, oh, that's all it is if Taylor does something, Beyonce's mentioned. If Beyonce says something, Taylor's mentioned. Like, who did it better? Who this? Because
they had,
that,
like, two huge stadium tours.
They had the tours going
well,
on
that's
the same
what
time.
I was thinking was funny, where, like, it's a real example of there are two Americas, where, like, I didn't even know Beyonce was on tour.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah, no, for real.
I did know, but aside from that, I didn't. Right. I didn't know when she was in New York. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
no,
it's
a big thing. And but people have always been comparing the two of them ever since Kanye fucking interrupted that speech and said, you know, Taylor won, but Beyonce had the best video.
Yeah.
Like, ever since then, the, like, crazy Beyonce fans and then the crazy Taylor Swift fans feel like
they
there's this beef, but there isn't. Like, that, and that's what I think that people need to get through their heads is, like, no, both of these women can be extremely successful. They can both be making $1 billion on tour, and then they can show up for each other, and we can all have fun with it. Like, it's not, no one has to be better than the other.
Right.
Like, it's just, they're both crushing it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
So I like that.
But I'm sure
that.
There's still a little competition between them.
I genuinely don't think so. Like,
I think that they're both doing so well that it doesn't matter. Because, like,
they can have, like, crossover fans. Like, you don't have to be a fan of one or the other. Like, you can be a fan of both. You know what I'm saying?
And
I love both.
I think of it, and this is a silly comparison because in football there can only be one winner, but like Brady Manning. And it was always who's better.
Yeah, but it's kind of like.
And like, and they always said, like, we're friends.
Right, right, right.
And then like Brady's emails got released because of Deflategate.
Uh-huh.
And he had an email to his dad where he's like.
This fucking guy.
He was like, he's like, his chapter's ending. My third chapter's just starting.
Oh, yeah. Geez.
And like, so like, well, you know, we wanted to. But
I
like,
think it's definitely different though when it comes to sports compared to like music, because you can both be so successful in music and achieve the same things. Like with football, like you may not achieve the same things as your
there can only
peer.
Be one.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you said,
yeah.
So like they could both win a Grammy, but not you know, but
No, I think with specifically with Taylor and Beyonce, I do think that's genuine. I think that's genuine support.
Too.
I think if there are other people around, you know, like Katy
but you
Perry
can also genuinely
like
support
that.
Someone and still want to beat them.
True. Of course.
Like I want you to come
faithful.
In second.
Like
and
motivation.
And I want second to be a world record. You know, like at the Olympics when it's like the second place is also a world record, but the first one just beat it by more. Like,
right.
I want you to get a world record. I just want me to get a better one.
Yeah, right.
We'll have to see. But I'm glad that it was mentioned, and I think that they really covered all the right bases in the article. And if you haven't read it yet,
you need
gotta read it, especially as a Taylor fan. Like you gotta read it. It's really excellent, top to bottom. A-plus job. One more quick note about the game.
Mm.
Tony Romo calling Taylor Swift Travis Kelce's wife, referred to her. He said, "Oh, Travis Kelce's wife up in the box. Oh, I mean, girlfriend."
Tony Romo is just so dumb.
Is this a dumb thing or is he joking around and it's just a shitty joke?
I
don't know
enough
about Tony Romo.
Tongue. I don't know.
I don't know if people think it was on purpose for attention.
Oh.
And I was like, people say he makes those like snide jokes all the time. I know nothing about him.
Tony Romo's snide.
That he was, apparently he's snide. But you being snide, that's him.
Don't be snide.
I think that.
He certainly likes attention.
That's what people say. I think, personally,
so maybe
he's jealous.
Did.
I think he's jealous that nobody cared as much when he was married to Jessica Simpson.
Right.
And people care way more about Travis and Taylor.
Right.
So he's just lashing out a little bit.
Honestly, that's a really good point.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Especially
it's just such a stupid
attention.
Thing to say, and like it just is awkward. It's like, oh, his girlfriend, like
weird
huh?
as fuck. Just like for what? Tony, for what?
I like to think and hope that he didn't know. And it's like in Anchorman when he's like he reads the teleprompter.
Oh,
and
he's like,
go fuck yourself, San Diego. And then he's like, all right, good show. And he has no idea what's happening in the outside world when there's like a riot forming.
Right. And people are fucking pissed.
And he's just like, all right, yeah, that was normal.
Did you see that tweet? Mm-hmm. I think I retweeted it. I forget. It was like Tony Romo standing up from the announcer box, and it was like Tree Pain coming in, like grabbing
him by
the head. The fuck?
Yeah.
Especially after this whole shit last week with Dumas and the wedding ceremony, Joe Alwyn. Like, it's just bad timing. And, but I don't think anybody took it seriously. And
we're
all good.
I don't think he
would ever know about those things.
Yeah, whether it was a joke or he meant to say it either way, I think he was just being dumb.
She was probably standing with Brittany and he saw.
Mahomes'
wife, Kelce's girlfriend. She was alone? Oh.
She was alone. I mean, I think Brittany was in the box somewhere, but in that moment, it was just Taylor. Regardless, whatever. I'm sure he's an old man, and sorry that you're washed up.
He's an old
up
man.
And you're not
My guy's like
him.
40.
No. I'm just calling him an old man.
He's out of touch.
Insult him. Yeah. I'm negging him now.
Right.
I'm negging him now.
Yeah.
Because that's what he deserves for the mistake that he made.
He negged Taylor, so we get to neg
him.
So we get to neg him by calling
him an old man, out of touch, and also...
and stupid.
A big dumb doofus. I think he's just a big dumb doofus.
Yeah, he's a dumb jock.
Yeah, he's a dumb jock. So we're over him. Nobody take Tony Romo seriously. People are saying that.
I guess he's probably closer to 50. I was gonna
say 40. No way. He's only 5 years older than you. No way.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think about it?
Tony Romo. He's 43.
43? Oh, wow.
Oh, damn. Okay. Well, he's not quite an old man, but at heart
he is.
Yeah,
what? Fuck. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think it was just like silly. I think.
For sure.
Since everyone has been like speculating about engagement stuff anyways, you know, maybe they were talking about it off camera and he.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, it's just stupid. And I also saw that she was besties with Travis Kelce's bestie.
Oh, yeah. What was that about? Yeah. A lot of hugs.
A lot of hugs. A lot of arms around the shoulders. People were like, embracing. Oh, my God, she's cheating on Travis Kelce.
Yeah, people were going nuts about that. It's like, listen,
You really think she's going to cheat on Travis Kelce in his box?
Also, can I be honest about
something?
That'd be
metal.
That would be metal. That would be pretty fucking metal. I would actually respect the shit out of that. just because the blatantness.
I'm going to fuck Travis's fat friend from Cincinnati. Rock on!
Listen, we've all been there, girl. We've all been there. I liked that and seeing that, and I was laughing at everybody be like accusing them of you know whatever the fake they're hooking up. Obviously not. I do think it's funny though, because if I have one glass of wine, one drink in me, I am hugging. I'm hanging on to everyone like they're my best friend, literally. Like the love of my life. Like I am like, oh, like you're my best friend's, you're my boyfriend's best friend. Oh my God, I love you so much.
That's just how it goes.
You know what I mean? That's just being a girl.
Yeah, that's just being a girl.
And just hang all over everybody, all your besties. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, with the new Bang Yang, we have to discuss. Taylor's been wearing side bangs.
Can we do one thing real quick?
What? Yeah.
You mentioned having a glass of wine. The article, the Time magazine article, mentioned how she basically, to prepare for Eras, she stopped drinking for a long time.
Oh my God, yes, we didn't even talk. Thank you, John, for bringing this up.
Do we think Taylor's the biggest lush in entertainment?
I don't think that. I think that she is the only one who is open enough to talk about how she drinks wine all the time. I think a lot of people drink a lot on the low. Lush, like
just
drinks.
Like a booze hound.
Boozy. Yeah.
She drinks all the time, for sure. But I don't think she drinks any more or less than any of us.
I mean it very positively. Yeah.
I know you do. But I'm saying, like, I don't think that she... But she doesn't... She drinks when she goes out, but we only ever see her when she's out or when she's performing.
But I'm not even speaking about being out. I mean her lyrics.
She loves a cocktail, loves a glass of wine.
But
I think I like that, one, because it's relatable, two, because I think that adding in that element of, like, there's a glass of wine or there's drinking or whiskey on ice, you know, any of that kind of shit, adds in the it adds to the story, like, oh, our guard was down, our inhibitions were questioned. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you feel like, oh, I wasn't soberly.
It's all very
decisions.
Baby. It's cold outside.
Yes. Yeah. Honestly, yes. And it's very. I think it just adds to the story. Not as like an excuse for behavior, but I know that if I'm telling a story and something crazy has happened, or I'm flirting, or I'm doing
this,
like, I'm
listen,
doing
I had a glass of wine.
I'll be like, I had a glass of wine.
Okay? Yeah.
That's,
right.
It kind of it doesn't excuse everything.
Yeah.
But it adds a little color and understanding.
I like
the story.
That.
So
that's
I think
fine.
That's why.
I always think, because basically I only listen to Taylor Swift. I listen to punk rock when I'm at the gym, and every other time I'm just listening to Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And I like do like a little fist pump every time she mentions drinking.
She mentions
I'm like, oh, yeah.
No, it's great, and it's a good feeling.
I also feel like it's kind of annoying because like. Before she wrote lyrics about drinking, like, everyone would be like, oh, she's like a straight edge, like, she's no fun, whatever. And then when she started writing about drinking, people were like, oh my God, she's an alcoholic, like, whatever, she can't stop
people
drinking.
People were like clutching their pearls, like, oh my God,
like, or maybe
she's talking
she's
about
just
whiskey
a 30-year-old woman that likes wine, like every other bitch in the fucking.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She's just like us every time.
She's very,
like, why do you think she's so relatable?
Claire Dunphy.
Yes, very Claire Dunphy.
I would actually like, I say it all the time, and I would like, no one's ever going to take me up on it because I don't even know how it happens, but someone to count the alcohol references in her music.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I bet it's over like Motley Crue.
I'm sure someone
think
does.
Of, like,
I'm sure someone
partiers.
Has. We'll have to look that up. I'm sure there's a TikTok. I'm sure someone's done that.
But like to go back and count all of them, because even like there are more subtle ones. Like there's one, I think, in... The Great War, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Like she, like I pour my cup of poison or something like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
she
yeah.
She doesn't say exactly what
that's
it is.
That's how she. You love that line. That's one of your favorite lines, where it's like
line.
I draw the curtains and draw and
there's
drink my poison
lot.
Or whatever. Yeah, I know you always
say
that.
Yeah, draw the curtains and drink my poison.
I love that too.
That's
I love that too.
That's right. Too,
again,
mind,
too real. Too real. Very relatable.
But it's actually kind of funny because it's like. Drunk as they watch my shattered edges glisten. Drunk on this pain. Drunk under a street light. Drunk on something stronger than the drinks in the bar. I'm drunk in the back of the car.
Yep.
Met you in a bar. Met you in a motel bar. Dive bar on the east side. It's
I've been to that dive bar on the east side, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Lovers of today. We'll go. It's really cute. It's just very small. It's hard to.
And
you know
aren't the
mean?
Drinks like $40?
Pretty much, yeah. They're like $25. But they are like. Fancy cocktails.
Right.
I'm dying though about it even being considered. It's not a dive bar. Like it is not. It is a very fancy cocktail bar. It's just small, and you have to go down some stairs to get there. So it's maybe like
Taylor Swift,
that's
a dive bar.
And there's a neon sign, so it's like ooh.
Yeah.
But no, it is an upscale cocktail bar.
Yeah, right. The owners of that bar heard that song. They're like, well, there's no way you should talk about us.
Yeah.
No, for real.
She really just threw us under the bus.
They have excellent, like really excellent drinks. They have like a lavendery drink that I really like. But anyway, so. I'm glad you said that, though, about the drinking, because she mentioned, finally, we've been talking for how long since we started the show.
Yeah, the routine.
What is her workout routine to be able to prepare for this show? So we know that she quit drinking entirely, you know, weeks leading up or whatever. She goes on the treadmill and runs on the treadmill, increasing and decreasing speed based on the tempo of the songs and sings the songs out loud, which I think might, if I were to ever work out, it would only be that. I need to maybe get myself a little baby treadmill and then just do that.
Just start,
you know,
singing.
What I'm saying?
Your neighbors are gonna be like, what
3 hours,
the fuck,
right? Just 3 hours.
Marlisa,
I'm drunk in the back of the car, like full volume, like stomping my fucking.
Yeah, that is
out,
so,
you know?
So hard to do.
So hard. But that makes complete sense, because all we ever say is, how does she have, like,
right?
What is her cardio? Like, yeah. How does she do this to be able to sing and dance and move for 3 hours straight and not like and not seemingly break a sweat until like the end? And that's how it's done.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I was tired at the Eras Tour just from dancing, standing in my seat.
Like, yeah, same.
Let alone on a 50-yard stage.
No
right?
way.
My feet were killing
like that,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's wearing Louboutins.
She's wearing
like,
those thick-ass
thick
heels all the whole time. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Also, we learned that she used the same choreographer that Emma Stone used for La La Land.
Mandy Moore. Yeah. Yes.
Shout out
Is that
to Mandy Moore.
Moore?
That's not the
no,
Mandy
different
Moore.
Mandy.
Different Mandy Moore.
Yeah. I remember reading it, and I was like, is that Mandy Moore? And then I was like, of course it is, you fucking idiot. Who else?
Like, it could be, right?
What, are there two people named after a cartoon character?
There are two Mandy Moores, and this Mandy Moore is very famous in the choreography world.
Yeah.
I also love how Taylor Swift and Emma Stone are just like besties. Like, I love that.
I know, and I was annoyed when they asked Emma Stone if Emma Falls in Love was about her, and she'd be like, you have to ask Taylor. Like, we're asking you.
Instead of asking you, say yes.
Yeah, like, I just want to
say yes, the answer's yes.
Yes.
But she's mysterious.
But yeah, they're very cute, and they all went to Poor Things.
The Poor Things premiere.
Yeah, that was funny. They were like,
with Robert Pattinson
and Suki Waterhouse were there, and Robert Pattinson obviously is Edward Cullen in the Vampire Diaries in Twilight, and it was like, this is Jason Kelsey is obsessed with Twilight, and they're like, this is Jason's like in to finally meeting Edward Cullen,
right, to finally getting in.
Yeah.
I also love the pictures. They're like, Taylor, watch out, there's a vampire behind you. And then pictures of like, oh, like Jacob is shaking, like Taylor Lautner is pissed, like that.
He's getting replaced.
Yeah, Taylor Lautner.
Yeah,
get a
very
job
funny.
Challenge.
Yeah.
I still
level impossible.
No, for real. So that's all fun. That's all exciting. Before we get into the draft, the last thing we have to talk about, and I mentioned it briefly, is the new bangs. Bang Yang.
The Bang Yang. We got to get to the Bang Yang.
She's got a side bang going on. She's more this. She's
it's
got this.
So 1960s,
she's done a side
50s.
Bang with soft curls every time she's left the house in the past week
like,
and a half.
Yeah.
It's the same hair, and it's not her usual hair. So we're like, what is this hair? People online think it's TS11. She's recording something new, a new era.
Yeah.
Can
like,
I see it?
Yes. It's just how she's been looking.
Oh, okay.
Doing,
I like it.
She's been doing
she looks great.
At first,
I think she was doing it because her bangs were too long and they hadn't been trimmed, which is something that I will do if my bangs are too long.
She's really
you flip
the
it to the
only
side a little.
Person that can rock.
She's doing the Hoover High,
she
the
can,
Southern
she
Swoop.
Can, she, yeah. And I tweeted this. I was like, she is the only person in the world that I will support having a side bang.
Yes, facts.
Because
and I also,
like,
I think two things. I think one, maybe we're doing something new. Two, I think maybe she just got herself like a Dyson recently because that's Dyson
like,
hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
she's
totally.
Like, oh, I'm being fun. Like those bangs. I recognize bangs with the Dyson run through, and it's that.
Yeah, like that's fine. I'll support the bang, but I just it's I don't know.
We'll
I
see.
Really don't
we'll
know.
We'll see. We'll see.
No, I fuck with it.
Yeah,
I like
I mean,
it.
She looks
very
beautiful.
Much.
I think
I mean, she has. She is beyond. Beautiful woman. She could she could be bald and I'd be like, oh my god, you're literally gorgeous.
Right.
Just my personal opinion, the bang.
That's fine. It's fine. And listen, it's banging as well.
It's banging.
It is a whole it's so much so that we had to bring it up. Like we couldn't not talk about this side bang today.
Yeah, no.
And so the question is, when I start putting my hair like that,
ooh,
are you guys gonna are you guys gonna be cool about it? Or are you guys gonna not?
Let's do it right now.
No. I blew them out. I thought about it though when I was doing my hair this morning.
Do
a little side bang.
I know.
When I was walking, it was so windy today. It was so windy and my hair was blowing and I was like, oh, I'm gonna walk in like, ooh, the wind happened to blow my hair in this way.
Yeah.
The wind happened to blow my hair exactly like Taylor.
Yeah,
exactly like Taylor.
Next show, next episode, we'll just both
do a
bang.
Yeah, we'll do side bang.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, cool. So keep your eyes on Taylor's bangs. We're not sure exactly what's happening there. And we will keep you up to date with minute by minute updates as soon as we know them.
Yeah.
Are we ready to get into our draft?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
I am too.
Folklore is my favorite Taylor Swift album.
Here's the thing, right?
Yes.
I feel like I'm going to take this very seriously
because like this album is my child.
Same. And
I feel like for all three of us,
for all of us,
like,
and that's why this is about to be this mayor. We have to agree at the beginning, off the top.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Agree off the top.
Thank you very much.
To not get in a fist fight over these songs. I know that we might want to. I know that we all feel very passionately about this album and all of the songs.
Right.
I will also say going forward, I am not thinking about the audience and the vote. I want my favorites.
Yeah, no. This is
so
this is
if
all,
people don't like
yeah.
my draft, I don't care.
Yeah.
All I know is that I want the ones that I want.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm going into, but that's the mentality that I'm going in.
And so there's also 17 songs.
Okay. So what's that divided by three?
Five point something.
Yeah.
So we have to, two, we need to knock off two and we each get
two?
Five. Because, yes, because 15. Oh. We each get five. So we'll make two the ones that like we all know and love or like one that's kind of whatever. How about this? Well,
it's so hard.
It's
here's
very
one. Here's
hard.
One. Let's knock off. Agree that it's a good song, but none of us really die for it. Epiphany.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm fine
I think
with
that's
that.
Fair. I think that's fair. I wish I brought my others. No, it's broken.
I was gonna say the lakes. Because
no, that's no, Kelly's favorite.
Tell you,
well,
tell you
I
right
know,
now.
But it's the deluxe version.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's my number one pick. So that's no, we can't knock that one off.
I love the song, but I was just say if we're going for if we're looking for reasons to cut a song.
No, unfortunately that's the only one we can't.
It's just too hard. I feel like maybe we just do Epiphany and someone gets one extra. Or is that not fair?
I'm okay with that.
One person doesn't get a third, you mean? Because there's 17, so...
Oh, yeah.
So one person will not get an extra.
Oh, okay. Which would probably be me, right? Because I'm middle. Honestly?
Yeah.
It's just like, I can't pick one to take
off. I know,
off.
I really can't pick either.
I mean, I'm going to recommend another one. It's because I obviously don't really like it that much. Yeah. But also, if we're looking for reasons, it's because there's another person on it. Exile.
Oh no, John, you're crazy. You're saying crazy shit right now.
I think Exile is actually like I think it's my least favorite song on the album.
That's wild.
Oh that's
wild.
My god, that's crazy.
So then how about this? John
Betty?
Gets one less because he's just shitted all over Exile.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. So
but I think Fights You Should Go First. And we're gonna do Snake, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we'll do Snake. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Gia, very, very exciting news.
Yes.
For the first time ever on Taylor Watch, we have our very first sponsor.
Yes.
Sponsored girlies. Making money for the company.
Yep.
Factor
yep.
Meals.
Yep.
Thank you so much for coming on and sponsoring Taylor
yes.
Watch. We love you to death. Let me tell you a little bit about Factor Meals, Gia.
Please
we already
do.
Know. We already know all of this, to be honest. Mm. So, Factor Meals, it's a meal delivery service delivered right to your door,
yep.
ready to eat, which is a major problem in my life, okay? I like to cook. I like to do these things, but I, especially lately, have not found the time to save my life. Like I can barely like drink. You know
no,
what I mean?
I
like
know.
A drink out of a water bottle. Let
no,
alone
I know.
Make myself a meal these
I know.
Days.
And my kitchen is literally a 2x4,
yep.
so I can't even open my oven.
Completely.
So it makes it so much easier.
It makes it a lot easier. So you can heat up a Factor meal for yourself. It's fantastic. The most interesting part about this for me right now in my life are the breakfast options. Of course, there's breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yes.
You can personalize your meals on the website and have whatever it is that you want to delivered to you. There are apple cinnamon pancakes,
yes,
which
so
I
good.
Am hot on
yeah.
right now.
They have these like
chicken sausage also as well.
Oh.
Apple compote comes with
I was going to say sausage. They
compote?
Do like this
compote?
Sausage chive egg scramble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rare,
ooh,
very,
the spinach,
very good.
The spinach.
Yes. Shit. I'm a big like breakfast meat person,
same.
So I gotta have some protein in there.
I
so
need
I'm
a little bit
glad.
Of both. I'm with
yeah.
you. I need both because I love something sweet and I love something savory and I love a mix.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that. So I like my chicken sausage along with my apple cinnamon pancakes. But I'll say this. Nothing is easier than just coming home, heating something up, and being able to eat it,
mm-hmm.
especially when you don't have time. And I think that as we are in like our busiest, everybody's in their busiest season right,
right
now. You
totally.
Know, it's the holiday season. Nobody has time for anything, let alone feeding yourself. I think specifically for me, the breakfast is really beneficial because I wake up and I'm in a rush,
yeah.
okay? I rarely eat breakfast as it is.
Yeah.
And breakfast is the most important
part totally.
Of the day. People
yeah.
say this. So shout out to Factor Meals for just helping out these girls on the go and leaving more time for us to chit-chat and watch everything that Taylor Swift is doing to report
yeah.
to us all. So Gia, tell the people where they can get themselves some Factor Meals.
So you can head to factormeals.com/Keegs50 and use code Keegs50
woo.
To get 50% off. That's Keegs50. 50 code Keegs 50 no caps just
no caps K E E G S 50
yep
Keegs
at factormeals.com and you can get 50% off when you use Keegs 50 hell yeah
woo
So you start, does he start with two or one? I don't remember.
One.
One.
Okay.
One, and then two, three.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Yeah. This okay. is, dude, picking first in the snake draft sucks because I know by the time this gets back to me, all of my other favorite songs.
Yeah, they
are
might
gone.
Be. Although, I don't know. You never know because I think that while
we
all.
We can have Kelly go first.
While we all, like.
Okay. Well, I. Sorry, I don't want to.
No. I was just going to say, while we all feel strongly about this, I do think that we all have our own favorites in mind. Like, yeah. we all have our own ones that we feel strongly about. We may only have a crossover with a couple. Mm. So we'll just say, listen, guys, we're just having fun here.
Okay. So going with
I've already
the
set the tone to be mean, and now yeah. and now I got to reel it back in.
So maybe Kelly
fun.
Go first since fights
I'll
gets
go
one
first.
Less.
I'll go first.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Okay, okay. okay.
I'll go first.
Okay. We're just having fun.
I will take Mirrorball.
Motherfucker. Okay. All right, that's fine.
Literally, fuck you.
Fuck you. Honestly, fuck you for that. Okay. Shit.
Okay. I knew that was coming. Literally. I was like, I'll take it. Yeah. No, I just wanted to complain for a second.
No, literally.
Fuck. Okay.
Okay, all that's right. fine because I'm going to do My Tears Ricochet.
Okay, that's a good one for you.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, you love that one. And I'm okay losing it, although it is a good fave of mine. Yeah. And then I'm obviously going to Lakes. I'm serious about
right.
that. The Lakes
okay.
is my number one forever and always. I still think I want to get the whole lyrics tattooed on my body.
Mm.
Oh, and
then
I get to go again. Yeah, I just love the Lakes.
Where? Are you really?
Not
where?
Really.
Oh.
I do like the.
I was like, where are you going to put it?
I do like on my thigh.
Let's say this whole thing turns into like, well, hang on, Kelly. Let's do
I
that.
Like the, no. I like the lines. I want auroras and sad prose. I'd like to watch wisteria grow. That's like my favorite part. Of
yeah, love
the
that.
Song, mm-hmm. like those
over
lyrics.
My bare feet.
Yeah, because I haven't moved in years.
I haven't moved
but I want you right here. Listen, I'll start crying. All right. Oh man. I'm going to go Illicit Affairs.
Okay. Okay. So far, I'm all right.
Fuck.
I know.
Literally, fuck you.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I do love Illicit Affairs.
It just makes me feel so many things.
It's so interesting how outward. Opinion affects you, even in the sense that like I was on a Folklore Draft when this first came out on Buddy's podcast on Brunch with DJ Bean and Pete Blackburn.
Oh, like yeah,
and
I love them.
We were picking, I think we could only pick three or something like that. Mm. And I said I like Illicit Affairs, which I do. I really like the song.
Yeah,
and they were like, boo. And that's just, I can't get that out of my head.
Well, they're
and
stupid for that. Yeah. They've literally never experienced
one of the
an
best
illicit affair.
And it's
yeah.
like,
so,
I know, I just like it. And why can't I just simply enjoy it without thinking of that whenever I think of it?
No. Yeah. Don't let them salt your thoughts
I'll
on illicit
never
affairs.
Forget,
it's a top five song on this album.
Totally. I'll never forget hearing that bridge sitting on my couch in Florida when it came out during COVID. And I literally was like,
don't call me baby.
I was like that meme of SpongeBob floating in the air. Literally me. I was like, I can't believe I'm hearing this right now. And on that note, this is probably like, this is My Tears Ricochet is my number one Taylor Swift song. And then this one's like 1A Peace.
Damn it! That was
great
our
great one.
Oh, Jesus! That was our. I was like, it's gonna get back to me. It's gonna get back to me. No!
I'm sorry.
This is
like,
so good. It doesn't get enough love. It does not get enough love.
Dude, I saw once she went Elizabeth Ferris too. I was like, hell yes, it's gonna get back to me.
No,
man,
oh
man,
I know.
Nothing is safe.
I really, really, really just love that song, and that song. Is such a beautiful like testament to how she loves someone and like how she really wanted someone to love her like no matter her scars and I feel like she finally has that person with Travis and it's just so nice.
I agree. Sweetness.
One day I'll get that.
One day it'll be yours.
Yes.
Okay. I am gonna go with, I guess it doesn't really matter which order I put these. I'm trying to wonder which, but it doesn't really matter because I get them both. I'll go with Betty.
Okay.
That's fine. I knew you were going to pick Betty. I was actually surprised you didn't pick it first.
Mm. Betty.
You love that song, right?
I love Betty. That song.
I love Betty too.
I love Betty. I also think Cardigan gets too much credit, not too much love, because her coolest singing of the word cardigan does not happen in the song Cardigan.
Yeah, true.
When
true.
She like kind of scream sings it, and it's
standing
in my
cardigan.
Yeah,
so
standing in my cardigan.
Yeah.
And then I'll take Last Great American Dynasty.
Oh, nice.
What's the next one?
Last Great American Dynasty.
Great one too. Great
it's,
song.
That one is one like
great song.
You know, we all put ourselves in songs and things like that. Mm-hmm. Last Great American Dynasty.
You're
I put
Rebecca.
Myself in,
well, you're a Rhode Island girly. You love Rhode Island.
Talking about taking the train up from New York.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, this is what I do.
You love Rhode Island. You are Rebecca. You're Rebecca Harkness.
You are
that's
Rebecca.
You.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I am Rebecca Harkness. Let's make t-shirts.
That's actually, I feel like the last.
Yeah, I am Rebecca Harkness. Yeah.
It's such an underrated song. We were playing Wavelength. You know that game? Where like, it's kind of hard to explain. Basically, like, so I say to you, a Taylor Swift song, and I'm thinking a number in my head, and to that number, like 10 is the best, 1 is the worst.
Uh-huh.
So, and then I say a Taylor Swift song, you have to guess what number I'm thinking. So, say you, theirs was Taylor Swift song. My friend said Last Great American Dynasty, and the number was like 3. And I was like,
blasphemy.
No. Like, that's not a good example. Yeah.
Blasphemy.
Yeah.
No.
Incorrect. Last Great American Dynasty is at least a seven.
Yeah, at least a 7. Yeah.
I
would have said 7.
9.
Yeah. No, at least a 7.
So then I will go. I'm stuck between 2, and I'm going to go August.
Okay.
Great one.
Good one.
That
I think fits you, and that's yes.
Very relatable song for me.
All right. All right, so I have The Lakes and Illicit Affairs.
There's one that I really hope that
Do I get to go twice right now?
Yes.
Hell yeah. All right, first one is going to be Hoax.
Damn.
I fucking love Hoax.
That was that. Dude, you
know I left a part of me back in New York. Oh, so good.
Don't want no other shade of blue but you. I'm going to cry my fucking eyes out. That's another one. Like, I think honestly, truly, when I die, I want not like, you know, cremate my body later, but like tattoo the lyrics of Taylor Swift, like of all of Folklore, just for real, all over my body, and then light me up, you know,
then burn it all.
Yeah. But I just love, like,
you know,
it's,
you want so
you know,
what's
like,
the point of keeping score?
I just want to carve it in my skin. Okay. Yeah. And then my second choice. Ooh, this is hard. I'm gonna go Please. The one.
Okay.
Damn, dude.
I
That's
really
three
like
in
one.
A row where I went. I'll take August next. August is gone. I'll take Hoax then. Hoax is gone. I'll take the one then.
No.
The one's gone.
The one is another song that I think it's either the one or Cardigan that makes me like there's a specific point in it where I can cry on command, and I think I can't remember which one it is. Remember when we were doing that Out of Order sketch at Greer's house one time, and I forget.
Yeah,
which,
yeah.
And I was like,
yes.
I can cry if I think of this song. I just did, and I forget which one it was because honestly, they both made me cry. But yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm really stuck between 2.
It's Cardigan, actually. I just realized you drew stars around my scars, and now I'm bleeding. I
love
really
that
cry right now. I'm literally
dancing
right now.
In your Levi's, drunk under a streetlight. That's such a good bridge. Leaving like a father, running like water. Okay. Woo, good. Okay, I'm gonna go Exile.
I was going to say, you motherfuckers going to stick me with Exile?
Yeah. 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 That's your punishment.
I recommend it gets cut, and I say it's my least favorite song on the album, and I have the last 2 picks.
And you're stuck with it. Now. That's so funny. Okay.
Okay, so it's me for 2?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. You took the one, right?
Yep, Kelly did.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so I'll take Cardigan.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's good. And I was surprised it lasted this long, to be honest.
And I'll take 7.
Ooh, nice
Ooh,
pick.
Good
nice.
One. I'm always kind of on the fence about 7 until I hear it again.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This song is amazing.
Sweet 7 was one summer, off the rip. I was like, you probably could have lost it. And then it
no,
really,
same.
Really
I almost said it, and then I took it back.
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay.
I'm going to, okay. This is me trying.
Ooh, good one.
Oh, that didn't get taken. That's right. I actually, this
wait,
is
I'm
me
so
trying.
Happy because I wanted Exile.
I was a little disappointed with.
Wow.
And again, they've all grown on me. When I say off the rip, I mean like
which
after
one you,
first
what you, listen.
And it's hard
or disappointed
to
by?
Be at a party when you feel like an open wound.
It's hard to be anyone when the only
all I want
one
is
you.
Your flashback on a film reel in the one screen in my town. Oh!
Oh!
We crushed that. Amazing.
So good.
So you are disappointed by that song.
I was just going to say, like, it was it's, you know, disappointed by my own expectations kind of deal. Where, like, I remember when the track list came out, I was like, oh, this is
you're,
me trying.
Yeah.
Right,
it's
right, right.
Rip me to shreds.
For sure.
And then it didn't really, not that I didn't find it sad, but it, like, I thought I was going to be like a puddle kind of deal.
Right,
sure. So, you ever get really mad you're not crying?
No, for real. No, 100%. And then, you know what I'll do, though? I'll try to listen to it at, like, other times. Like, I'll try to make it happen, like, oh, maybe I just wasn't in the right, like, crying mood for that song, like, and then I'll be in a crying mood later, and it's like, let's pop on that song and see what happens now, like, maybe I just wasn't in the right mindset to cry my eyes out at this at the moment. Okay, so question, do I get 2? right now?
Are there only two left?
Yeah.
If there are only two left, I would recommend you go 1-1.
Then I go 1-1. Yeah, let's just do 1-1. We'll go 1-1. Yeah. Okay. The two that are left, Invisible String and Mad Woman. And I love both of these songs so much.
Mad Woman's one. That's the one with Mouthfuck, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember when I first heard that, I was like, what the fuck?
No, that's obviously not what she's saying. But what did you think? What line exactly do you think? He literally was like,
does she mouth fuck you forever? I was like, Jesus.
Does she mouth fuck you forever?
But she says it weird.
That is so funny.
He thinks she's saying it as one.
Oh my God.
Does she mouth fuck you forever?
Does she mouth fuck you forever? And I was like, woo.
Whoa, okay.
Explicit lyrics. Damn.
That's hilarious. I'm That's fine tough. With Invisible String because I do love that song because it reminds me of Madeline.
Oh, sweet. So it's perfect. Sweet. Very sweet.
Yes. My only problem with Invisible String, does it ever happen to you guys sometimes with songs where you're like, some people I don't like are going to use this as a wedding song.
Some people
who annoy me are going to use this as a wedding
definitely.
Song.
Definitely. And also people like, they're going to use that as a wedding song. Also people, I don't like when people even use Invisible String as an example with like a significant other because in my head I'm like, you're not. No, it's not. Like stop lying. I do like the narrative of Invisible String being like friends and whatever and like soulmates and cuteness in that way, but when it's somebody else it's like, no, you're just gonna stop singing the song and you're gonna sing it about somebody else another day.
Yeah, right, I know. Especially because like now Taylor it has like a tainted has like a tainted vibe towards it.
I do love that song though,
but
so
yeah
much.
It
it's
is
really
it is
sweet.
such
especially when it came out I was
cute.
Like oh my God,
damn. Yeah. And it makes their breakup just even more sad.
I know. It makes it sad.
But okay, let me read off. So Fights has Mirrorball, Betty, The Last Great American Dynasty, Cardigan, and Seven.
Wow.
Kelly has The Lakes, Illicit Affairs, Hoax, The One, Mad Woman.
Yes.
And I have My Tears Ricochet, Peace, August, Exile, This Is Me Trying, Invisible String.
Damn. These are good ones.
I was going to say, we all had a great draft. Turns out it was a good album.
Yeah.
I know. This and Evermore, like those two albums are like.
Are they even? What's like
I think I have one more somehow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait, yeah, 6, 5, 5. So I have one more.
Oh, that's fine then. So then maybe should we throw?
Do one of you guys want Epiphany?
Not really. And it's not that I don't like the song. Like, it's fine. I just skip it. It's another one of those songs that, like, is Epiphany the one that's kind of war-ish?
Yes.
It's one of those things
like,
that.
It has, like, COVID vibes, too. It's behind the screen.
It's one of the stronger arguments to, like, kind of leaving current events out of your art.
Yeah.
Because it dates it.
When yeah.
Like, you agreed. Hear it and agreed.
Like, I can vividly remember driving around. I was living in my parents' house, or maybe I was visiting by this time. Mm-hmm. I was already back in New York. But the, like, driving around Westport, Mass, listening to Epiphany and being like, yeah, this is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it takes me back to there, which is fine of art, too.
It's but fine, like, yeah, but sometimes it feels a little too close. I think that's the only thing that I ever worry about when I'm listening to Folklore and Evermore. Is because of the time in life that it was released. I'm very much like I listen to albums and it'll put me back in that headspace of where I was. Like I can move forward from it as well.
Right.
But I listen to Folklore and it reminds me of COVID like every time.
Yeah.
And so it's not that I don't want to be always reminded of it, but I don't necessarily want something to be so on the nose. I guess
the most of it, like, it'll usually like transport you back to one place. But when it's not, when it doesn't have like COVID, you can be like, well, it can grow with you. And be like, well, now it reminds me of this. And now it reminds
me
of that.
And that does
Whereas
happen
Epiphany,
for most songs.
From almost every song on the album except Epiphany.
Yes. Agreed completely. So
it
gets the 2020 COVID nod, but we're outside of it.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
I think this is an excellent draft.
Yeah.
I think that, again, I want it on record that I did that for me, not for the fans. But I still am curious about people's opinions. John, I think that you were an excellent addition to this.
Yes, seriously.
Thank you very much
for chatting with us
today. I was honored. I would like to clarify something that's been bothering me this entire show.
Oh, no.
When I said, I didn't mean, like, let you guys talk about Taylor. I was actually talking about...
Oh,
like,
my God, John, kidding. Yeah. It's such a joke.
It's been bothering
me
this whole time. I was like, did you, like,
that,
you trying to pretend
why
you allowed
me? That's why I said that. No.
Okay.
No.
Like, this whole show, that's been the front
exactly
of my mind, and I've been drafting
for
back
here. No, because the way you said it is exactly true. Like, sometimes
I know what
you don't want to
totally
be
know what
like,
you meant. Like,
you don't
let,
have to fight to be, like, the biggest fan.
Yeah.
Let them... They can be the biggest fan. I'll be the casual fan on the side, and not even us directly, meaning like anybody about anything in the office.
To be honest, when I said it, I was picturing Dave, not you two.
No, for right. sure, for sure, yeah. for sure. And also, that is no, that was a
yeah, no,
joke
I did not I take
that.
It
that
in that
being,
type of way.
That was okay. me being
yeah.
sad.
I was like, that's crazy. You come on Taylor Watch, and the first thing you do is no. like, here, you're welcome, no, girl.
No,
no, like,
no. no, not even close.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'll be honest, even if you did fight us for it, you'd lose. Anyway, but thank you so much
yes,
for coming
thank
on.
You
no,
thank you very
I
much for having
literally
me.
After you said that, I didn't even think about it again. So
yeah,
do not
well, well, it's
up
been
over
the
that.
Only thing on my head. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That alone means that you're a good person. Yeah. So don't worry. Thank you for coming on and drafting folklore with us. Although I do feel bad, it is happy birthday, Evermore. It's Evermore's birthday.
Right.
Oh,
oh right.
So
yesterday.
We're doing folklore on Evermore's
yeah,
birthday.
Shit.
We'll do Evermore eventually, maybe for the end of the year.
Yeah, we'll do Evermore we'll eventually. I think.
Maybe we'll wait.
We'll wait.
We try
we'll
to space
wait.
Them out because there are. We only are.
We only have.
We only have a few. But
11.
Then we
or
won't
10.
Do. Yes.
Soon.
11. What do you know?
That was a Romo slip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Sure.
What do you know?
Taylor's gonna kill me.
We review like we're waiting for the re-records to come out. Like we won't do Reputation until Reputation
yeah.
comes out.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
won't
yeah.
do Debut till Debut comes out.
So,
so
we only have two or
yeah.
three. Lover. We have
Lover.
Evermore, Midnights and
Evermore. And Midnights, which we
yeah.
still have on deck.
Yeah.
So
we've done Fearless, Speak Now, Red.
Yep.
And now Folklore.
Happy birthday to Evermore seems only appropriate that we would overshadow her birthday with Folklore.
Yeah,
as
yeah, I know, right? That's just
case.
So ironic.
I listen to Evermore yeah. on my way to work, though, today.
Evermore is such a slept-on album that
it
really
is.
Deserved more hype. It deserved its own Long Pond studio sessions.
Agreed.
Everything. Tolerate It.
Where were you?
Marjorie. Yeah, so good.
I named my Christmas tree Marjorie, by the way. Official,
oh, love that.
Official name. I was very upset because I went
champagne
to the Chicks
problems.
In the Office studio, and they have a tree in there, and they named it Tree Pain. And I said, that's fucking
oh, that's
hilarious.
Yeah.
And how the and I was waiting to name mine. And I was like, how the fuck did I not think of that first?
Right.
But then I was like, well, they told me my tree was from Quebec. So she is French Canadian. Hmm. And so I was like, I'll have to think of a French name. And Marjorie fits.
Yep, that's perfect. That's beautiful.
Is naming a Christmas tree standard practice?
I think it's become really popular
I named
this year.
Mine Carol
everybody started
last
naming
year.
Their trees. And I thought, oh, well,
yeah.
I usually don't get a real tree either. I have a fake tree normally, but the lights blew out on it last year. So, and I forgot to order a new one this year. So I got a real one. And
ooh,
I was like, well, I have to name. I think if it's a real one, you name it.
Yeah, I agree.
If it's fake, it's fake.
I did not. We grew up in a real tree household, but we never named it.
No, I never
we
named
never
my tree
either,
as
my
a kid either. Yeah, I think maybe because like last year I like lived by my, or I still live by myself, so it's like,
yeah,
hey, Carol,
yeah.
like at least I have someone to
I
say hey to
when
nice.
I walk. Yeah, for sure. And I think that completely.
Your bristles are looking amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
I think with me, it's more like the more inanimate objects that I can personify, the better.
Yeah, that's actually
and so
true.
I just really
yeah,
like
yeah,
to give everything
yeah,
names
yeah,
and feelings,
yeah.
and then it makes me water the tree more because I'm like,
yeah.
oh my God, Marjorie, I'm so
yeah.
sorry. Like, so thirsty. Like it kind of makes me care
yeah,
about
that.
That's a good
point.
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This has been lovely. Thank
yes.
you guys so much for,
thank you so much
for
a
lovely
me.
Day.
Yes.
Thank you to everybody who is watching all the time. Please
yes,
subscribe if you
yes.
aren't already subscribing. We put up a little thing. It was my birthday wish for everyone to subscribe and they didn't fucking do that. So
what the fuck?
We're going to need you to do that. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't we have our first advertiser today?
Yes, we do. Oh my God.
And John,
yes.
stay here for it because it makes sense. We have...
Our
Factor.
First ad, yep.
Factor
is our first ad,
yeah.
and maybe we splice this in later, like into the middle of it or something.
Yeah.
But John, we're glad that you're here.
Yeah, we'll end this, and I'll do the ad. We can do the ad after.
We'll do the ad after. But anyway,
yeah.
Shout out to Factor for being
yes,
a part of it.
We love you.
And also shout out to them for sponsoring Surviving Barstool, which is
yes.
why I'm also glad that you're here because you're still in it. This comes out on Tuesday. You're still in it.
I'm still in it.
You're still raging, going. Winning, I don't know.
We're rooting
a lot of
for
things
you.
Are happening. We're rooting
yes.
for you. Things are great. The finale for that will be on Wednesday, Barstool.tv,
yes.
and then we'll be hosting a live reunion, which I will be coming and playing Andy Cohen and stirring shit up. So I'm really excited to do that.
Oh, you're
I'm excited to make
it.
You sweat and everybody else.
Make me sweat?
No, not you. You know what I mean.
You're
good
always
luck. Sweating in a situation like that, so you know what I'm saying.
Sweaty.
But so catch up on Surviving Barstool if
yeah.
you haven't already. Shout out to Factor for them.
Yeah, we love you. And
we
love
you
guys for listening and letting us get a sponsor. This is huge
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, this is a big deal. This
we're
is a big
making
deal
money
for
Barstool, and
yes.
we need to do that.
We need to do it more. So subscribe to
yes.
the YouTube channel.
Yes,
okay.
subscribe. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, love you guys.